There are so many stories one can go on telling you, but I would definitely like to tell you something about the breaking of Baba's silence. Now remember, what I am telling you is a statement of facts that Baba had said, that astrologers and astronomers have said, and I am just giving you my own interpretations. Don't accept this as gospel truth. Just as every person, every Baba lover has the capacity to think whether Baba has broken the silence or not, well, this is my intellectual interpretation. And I definitely feel that Baba has not broken his silence. Now, why? I'm trying to give you certain facts which you have never heard and which you have never read. Well, in 1954, on the 30th of September, Baba had given the final declaration, which all of you must have read, in which there were 6 points. The first was, a peculiar disease will attack my body. 2, my humiliation. 3, the breaking of my silence. 4, just before or after 3/4 of the world would be destroyed. 5, my glorification. And 6, my violent death. Now all of these 6 points I am trying to discuss with you in the light of what all Baba had said to us the Monday. And then I leave it entirely to you to decide whether Baba has broken his silence and what's going to happen next year. Something very great is going to happen, undoubtedly. So be prepared for that now. That's why I'm giving you this subject. Think over it yourselves. Well, the peculiar disease that Baba had was, in his last days, he had a very high blood urea. High blood urea, you know what that means?
Uric acid.
Not uric acid. Urea. You see, I remember way back in 1955 or 57, I think it was 57, one day a Baba lover from Bombay brought a picture of Baba and showed it to Baba. And I don't know why, but Baba passed it round to the Mandli. We were just about 7 or 8 of us sitting there. And Baba passed it round to the Mandli, and Francis was the first person, and he passed it on. And then Baba asked each one's opinion, how the photo looked. And each one gave her opinion, very nice, this, that. Finally, it was my turn. And do you know what I said? I said, Baba, it seems from this picture that you have got some kidney disease. And Baba never said a word. And ultimately, he died of a kidney disease. This was years back. I don't know why I said it at that time. You see, the kidneys throw out the waste products of your body, metabolism. The waste product is urea, and that if it is not thrown out of the body via the urine, then it accumulates in the body and causes a lot of complications, and that is called high blood urea. Normal blood urea is 20 to 40, Baba's was 140. Any medical man knows that a high blood urea of that degree would make the person absolutely unconscious. He would be absolutely unconscious. Here, Baba till the very end was talking, joking, doing everything, dictating letters, doing everything as if he was absolutely normal. No medical man could understand how this could be ever possible. With a high blood urea, Baba was absolutely mentally normal. In the latter part of his life, that is on the last few days, Baba used to get these spasms. And Erich tells us, I was never there. I remember 3 days before he died, Gover suggested to Baba that, shall we call Bharucha, Baba, because I cannot manage now. So every time Gover would call me, but this time Baba said, he will come on his own. And really I came on my own. We heard on the radio that Baba had passed away and I came. We never got the telegram from Adi also. Adi's telegram came after we left our town for Baba. So Baba's words came true. He will come on his own. Anyway, in the last few days, he was getting these spasms, and these spasms were so intense, and the suffering was so great. I've seen Baba suffering. When Baba was suffering from his neck trouble, when Baba was suffering from his hip joint after the accident in India, he has gone through real agony. And I must say that Baba suffered without a word, spoken. Not a word was spoken. He would only hold on to his hip or his neck. And really, from his face one could see how he really suffered. Especially his neck. You see, he had a degeneration of the spine called cervical spondylosis. And in my medical life of 28 years, I have never seen anybody's spine so much degenerated as Baba's. And I have got the same disease, I cannot move it very easily. But it's to a very minor degree compared to what Baba had. And I know what I suffer from. And therefore I can imagine what Baba suffered from. And he used to have this pain which was terrible. And yet when Baba lovers would come to him, they would embrace them, he would meet them, he would talk to them, smile with them. Never would he ever show that he was suffering. But as soon as everybody has gone and just we were left, Baba would say, this was his gesture. It's paining like hell. You know, this was his gesture. It's paining terribly. And I remember once, I was in Navsari. This was when in 62 when he had this neck trouble. And the Mandali had written to me that Baba was leaving Ahmednagar and going to Pune on a particular day, and that he would leave at about 9 o'clock and reach there about 11:30 or so. Well, I was sitting in my surgery there working with my patients, but all the time I was crying from within, thinking of Baba, that Baba will be leaving Mehrazad just now in a car, and every bump on that horrible road from Ahmednagar to Pune will cause him such severe pain. And all the 2.5 hours or 3 hours I was thinking of Baba constantly, trying to imagine how much he must be suffering for our sins, you know. The avatar suffers for our sins. So well, for 3 hours I was not my normal self, you know. I was just crying within. Because Baba had always told me, never cry without. Never show to the world that you love me. Always cry within. Cry so much within that you become completely empty within. Your ego is completely dissolved so that one day you will merge in me. But never make a show of your tears so that the world will know that you love me. I've got so many stories about that also. Anyway, I'm sidetracking. So when Baba had this pain and I was in Navsari, I was thinking of him for 3 hours constantly. Baba, how must you be suffering just now? As soon as Baba arrived in Pune, Baba asked Ares to send me a cable, and the cable read, I came to Pune without any pain. When I got that telegram in the evening, I was so happy, so happy. And because Baba knew that I was thinking of him so much, so he sent that telegram, you know. Well, anyway, in the last days, these spasms were so severe, and Baba would say, this is my crucifixion. Jesus went on the cross only once and died on the cross, but I am suffering every day. And he said it number of times, but none of the Mandali understood that Baba was going to drop his body. He said this number of times, this is my crucifixion. And on the day prior to his passing away, he had such a severe spasm, and Erat says that 6 of the Mandali were pressing him down on the bed. Even then they couldn't control him. And Baba was groaning. And when he groaned, he made a little noise, you know, with his mouth closed. And Baba did this. You know what that means? In Persia, when somebody repents, he does this. Oh God, forgive me for what I have done. This is the gesture that they do. And Baba did this, which meant that Baba, even that little groaning sound, he was repenting for that. Which meant that Baba had not broken his silence. When Baba passed away with a severe spasm at 12:15 on the 31st of January 1969, the last spasm was so severe that his respiration stopped and he passed away. But not a single word was spoken. You can ask the Mandali, nobody heard Baba say a single word. Well, at least there was no spoken word. So, what I feel is, the final declaration, what Baba said was, that a peculiar disease will attack my body was the high blood urea and the spasms. The biggest doctors from Bombay and Pune had come and nobody understood what this disease was. So that phase of the final declaration is over. The next one is Baba's humiliation. As soon as Baba passed away, the world over Baba lovers began to say, oh, Baba's passed away, he never broke his silence. That was his humiliation and that is his humiliation. Even now, so many people who are against Baba, they say, what did your Baba do? Nothing. He had said so many things that when he breaks his silence, this and this is going to happen. Nothing happened of the kind. Well, he was a big hoax. He was this. This is Baba's humiliation. And today, when we, who are so attached to Baba, when Baba lovers drift away to other saints and sadhus and mahatmas and yogis and perfect masters, thinking that they will get spiritual help from others, this itself is also Baba's humiliation. Because having caught hold of the highest of the high, to drift away to some other perfect master is, I think, really what Baba called as a stab in his back. And that is his humiliation. So the present phase that is going on is what I feel is his humiliation. The third one is the breaking of my silence. Now this is the biggest problem. Baba said, the breaking of my silence is in your language and my language. Your language because it will be an audible word. And my language, you will not understand what it means. So at least I have not heard that word yet. And I positively feel therefore that Baba has not broken his silence. I can tell you one instance. In 1965, I was told in my surgery one day, I think it was 24th of July, that one patient came along and said, Doctor, I just heard that Baba has dropped his body. I said, it cannot be. Why? Because Baba has told me so many things that will happen when he breaks his silence. And none of these things have happened. And I have not felt the impact of the breaking of his silence. So I positively knew that Baba had not broken his silence. But one thing I felt, that if this news is correct, I will go home, smash up every picture of Baba and throw it away because Baba is the biggest hoax of the world. This is what I felt within those 2 minutes. Well, 2 minutes later, another patient came and said, Jawaharlal Nehru has passed away. Well, I knew that this was some mistake. Well, anyway, soon after that, I went to Baba and I told Baba this. I said, Baba, within those 2 minutes, I felt that if you had not broken your silence and if the impact of your love had not touched me, I was going to break every picture of yours and throw away. I told this to Baba. And do you know what Baba says? These are his exact words. Do you think that I have kept my silence all for nothing? When I break my silence, everybody will feel, everybody must feel, and you will positively feel the breaking of my silence. So well, I have still not felt the breaking of his silence, and I positively know therefore that Baba has not broken his silence. Now, there are many things related to this which I will want to tell you. Baba said that just before or after the breaking of his silence, 3/4 of the world would be destroyed. But Baba says this is purely in my language. So we do not know whether actually it will be a destruction or whether something else is going to happen. But Margaret Christ was telling us, she has been with Baba for many, many years. And you've read her new book, Dance of Music, Dance of Love. Well, in that there is a place where she has mentioned that one day Baba was talking to them, to the group, and said, after the Second World War, that in order to destroy the ego of mankind, another Third World War, much worse than the second one, should come through. Only then the ego will be destroyed. And if I do not allow this Third World War, then the only other solution is that there would be minor wars in the world between countries, smaller wars, and earthquakes and tidal waves and natural destruction. So everybody unanimously said, Baba, we'd prefer the second one and not the first. That is no Third World War. And Baba never said anything, but as the events which we see in the world today, one feels that these minor wars between smaller countries are going on. And I know that I have met one of the perfect masters that Baba had told me. And he had told me many, many years back, Bharucha, take it in writing, there will be no Third World War. So I positively feel that there will be no Third World War. And Baba has said that this destruction will be a natural destruction. I remember when Baba was one day in Bombay, he said, in Hyderabad there was a masjid called Lakrawala Masjid. Read that. Whenever Baba used to go to see him, he would always make a circle in the air, a round circle, and say, two people will be alive. The circle meant the world. Only two people will be alive, rest will die. Many other saints, many other masjids have said the same thing, that this destruction is going to happen. One cannot imagine what's going to happen, but I remember in 1953, sitting near Baba in Dehradun, Baba once declared that the human population that is going to die here, soul is indestructible. It has to be again born. So Baba said, I am creating a new world, which is now 3/4 out of water. And when this 1/4 comes out of the water, the destruction on this earth will take place, and the 3/4 of humanity that will be destroyed will be born on that new world. That is what he had said in 53. Remember, on 4th of October, 1954, Baba gave up his board. You know the board, ABCD board. When you know the details of how he gave it up, I'll just tell you in very short, because it has some significance about the breaking of his silence. You see, he chucked the board at one of the mandali, one Mr. K. He chucked it towards him, and the board fell on the ground, and the O on the board is ABCDEF, so the O broke off. 3/4 of it broke off. The piece that broke off, 3/4 broke off, and 1/4 was still attached to the main body of the board. Baba says, this is what I mean when 3/4 of the world will be destroyed. The O represents the world, and 3/4 will be destroyed. Well, there are many things that happened after that. I don't want to discuss it just now. Well, anyway, so like that, Baba has said a number of things about the destruction of this world that is going to happen. And now these are the things that Baba said. Now, before I came to the West here this time, all the papers in India have been publishing since the last few months something which struck me very greatly. And that is, I had never believed in astrology, astronomy, because I have just held on to Baba. And there's no sense in believing in any of these things. But why it struck me was, the astrologers now say that on 10th July 1982, 9 planets are going to come in one straight line. Don't ask me what that means. I know nothing of astronomy. But anyway, they say 9 planets are going to come in a straight line, which will bring about 3/4 of the world to be destroyed. And when they said 10th July, it struck me that this is of some importance. Otherwise, I would never have paid attention to it. But because Baba began his silence on 10th July, it sort of fits into the picture that could be that Baba knew, and I'm positive that Baba knew about it when he began his silence on 10th July. Otherwise, he could have very easily begun his silence on 1st of January or some other date. But because he knew that this destruction is going to happen on 10th July, to make the world know that he knows it, therefore he began his silence on 10th July. Again, in 1958, when we were with Baba in a service over there, that was the last service that Baba gave us. Well, at 4:30 in the evening, every day, Baba would cough. And he would say, the black cloud is thinking of me. The black cloud means the destruction of the world. That is what Baba referred to, the black cloud. And exactly for five days, successive days, from exactly 4:30, I would mark, that Baba would cough and say, the black cloud is thinking of me. The astronomers now say that at 4:30 in the evening, Indian Standard Time, 3/4 of the world will be destroyed on 10 July 1982. This also struck me as something very important. What Baba had declared, these people are now saying. So, well, I do not know what's going to happen. I can only say what the astronomers are saying, what Baba has said. Leave it to you completely to decide what is going to happen. Don't go to New York. Don't go to New York. Well, the astronomers are saying, remember this, the astronomers say that New York and California will be wiped away and Bombay will be wiped away. About Bombay, Baba has positively said. Baba has not said anything about New York, California, but he has positively said this, that Bombay will be wiped out. And I remember in 1962 Savas, when the East-West Savas was going on the first day, Baba called for a tablet. And he swallowed one tablet on the dais, sitting on the dais, and said, here I am swallowing Russia. The next tablet he swallowed and said, here I am swallowing China. Whatever that meant, one cannot say. But if only Russia and China were to go under the surface of the water, I think 3/4 of the world would be destroyed, and that would be the end. Could be something is going to happen. Whatever this is going to happen, one cannot say. But this is positive that something great is going to happen. In 1968, Baba had said, rejoice, rejoice on this birthday, because an event which has never happened before and which has never happened for millions of years is going to happen. Well, we do not know what that event is. But now Mera and the Mandali say that Baba had told them that he would come back after 12 years. On the 31st of this January was 12 years are over. When Baba had come to Navsari in 1922, he had said he would live up to the age of 90. He has told me that after I break my silence, I will live for 1 year and I will travel with you around the world for 1 year and then I will drop my body. Not once, he's told me a number of times. So, putting things together, this is his 87th year, 81 plus 6 in the last century. So 87th year just now. If next year Baba breaks his silence, and I can tell you and assure you that Baba will break his silence on 1st January. I do not know which year, but 1st January is fixed. Do not ask me why, but I know. And I know this, that it cannot go wrong. So 1st January, whichever year, it could be 82, it could be 83. But soon after the breaking of his silence, the three-fourths of the world, which is to be destroyed, is purely in Baba's language. Please do not misinterpret. Destruction may not happen. It could be a destruction of ignorance. It could be anything else. We cannot say. But next year, positively, something is going to happen. An event which has never happened before, Baba says, I feel Baba is going to come back in the same physical form again. He has told the Mandali number of times that he is going to come back. And now 12 years are over, so if he comes back after next year, it will be the 88th year. This is the 87th year. Next year will be the 88th year. He will live for 1 year, travel around the world. That will be his 89th year. And then drop his body, which will be the 90th year. Which fits into exactly what Baba had said in 1922, I will live to the age of 90. I remember this course which I have written down and has already been published in The Awakener, where Baba had said, the avatar has the capacity to come back in the same physical form and appear in the same physical form at 1,000 places at the same time. You may have read this discourse. This was written by me. It was in The Awakener. So, one cannot say what's going to happen. Maybe Baba will break his silence on 1st of January 82 or 83. If the 10th of July, what the astrologers say, is going to be correct, the destruction may happen then. Baba might come back in the same form and maybe traveling around the world for 1 year and then drop his body. Mehrwan Mistry, you know Dr. Mehrwan Mistry at New York. Baba had told his family, I will live up to 84. He never said what it meant, but now I presume it meant 1984, because the 90th year will be exactly 1984. So everything, as in just, you know, this is all intellectually, I have fitted up all the things together and leave the things to you. What is most important is, for we Baba lovers, all we have to do is hold on to Baba's Dhamma. Times are very, very critical when they are coming and very close by. And I remember once Baba called me and said, hold my Dhamma. And I held it. He says, hold it tight. And I held it very tight. And then he says, even if your hands are cut off from here, don't let go the grip. Which meant that in times of crisis, when the world crisis comes on, even in those circumstances, don't let go the grip. That means all of us should hold on to Baba till the very end. We say that prayer every day, oh help us God to hold on to Baba's Dhamma till the very end. Let us all hold on to Baba and not worry about the breaking of his silence or anything. For us Baba lovers, this thing matters very little. Whether Baba breaks his silence or doesn't break or what happens, I would be very interested if he comes back again. And of course, I don't know about you people, because I am going to travel with him for 1 year. So maybe if you book with me right away for Washington next year, could be. Everybody has been booking with me already, being Baba here. So Well, we are laughing now, but we don't know what's going to happen. It could be that all this, that everything Baba said in the final declaration is going to come true. Baba said, God speaks is mine, the discourses are mine, and the final declaration is mine. Nothing that I mentioned in the final declaration will go true, untrue. Everything must come it must come true. And only that time itself will reveal to us what it really meant. Maybe next year, maybe any time. So hold on to Baba, love him more and more, remember him more and more. That's the only thing that we can do. It's a material whether we live or whether we die if this destruction happens. Because ultimately Baba has guaranteed us, at least us, Baba lovers, that all of us will be liberated. We are not going to come back unless Baba wants us for some particular work. Like Erich's mother, who Baba has said she will come back again, because the next time that Baba comes back after 450 years, his mother, that is Erich's mother, will be the mother of the avatar next time. So she has to come back again. Maybe one of us has to be coming back again for some work or the other. That's a different thing. But in the 1958 service at Myrtle Beach, Baba had said, anyone who takes my name with love, even once every day, I will see that he remembers me in his dying moments. And anyone who remembers Baba in his dying moments is sure to get liberation. Remember, liberation, not God realization. There's a world of difference between the two. We don't want to discuss that. So hold on to Baba. And how do we hold on to Baba? Baba just described once that there was a big, huge fair. And in that, a woman, a lady, she took her small child along. This is exactly what Baba had said. And she went through the thousands of people that were there. And the child was holding on to the skirt of the mother and went through all the things. The child was enjoying everything that she saw that over there, everything she was enjoying. And yet, the child was not worried as to whether the mother will be able to take her out to her home safely. So, all that the child had to do was just hold on to the mother's skirt, because the mother's responsibility to take the child home safely among those thousands of people that were there. So Baba says, hold on to my skirt also. By holding on means, hold on to me means, remember me constantly. Let Baba be the focus of your whole life. Remember him constantly, day in and day out, doing your duty, doing your usual chores. Remember him with love and know that for us, it doesn't matter whether Baba breaks his silence or not. We have accepted Baba as God in human form, and he will take us where he goes. And therefore Baba says, do not worry. Do not worry at all. Be happy. So let us all be happy and say, Avatar Meher Baba Ki Jai. Come on, tell us here. Really? Come on, I'm eager to hear that. If anybody has been told anything about Baba and his silence, I would be very eager to know. Because on this trip I've collected so much more information about the breaking of his silence. Some people, Baba had revealed certain things. And therefore I'm going around the world asking people what he has said, so that I could put all this together and publish it in an article which I'll be sending to you shortly.
Thank you so much, Roshan. And a couple of reminders.
There are a couple of points that I forgot to mention about the breaking of his silence. And one of them was that Baba had told Margaret Krask and her and the earlier disciples of Baba that when he breaks his silence, the whole world will reverberate with his love for 7 minutes, and then the destruction will happen. Another thing that Baba had told Mirwan, I told you that he will live till 84, which means 1984, when it will be exactly 90 years what Baba had predicted in Nausari. Another thing that Baba would do is very often ask Kekubad to repeat a prayer for him when he was doing some big work. And he had often asked Kekubad to pray to God,
to help Baba break his silence on 10th July. Another thing that Padri gives from his diaries is that Baba had said that before I break my silence, I will be in seclusion for 40 days and then my body will be reduced to a reed. It will be very, very weak and it will be almost I will be dying, and then I will break my silence and come out to the world. The last thing that I forgot to tell you was that Baba has said that in this avataric form, this is the only avataric form in which during his physical presence the world will know about his avatarhood. Always the avatar's greatness has been accepted after the avatar has gone away. This will be the only avataric form in which Baba, during his physical presence, which means that the silence is still to be broken and that he will come out and then his glorification will be then. And as you know, that Baba had said that one cycle contains 700 to 1400 years, and the avatar comes only at the end of a cycle. Now, Baba has declared that when he comes the next time, that will mark the beginning and the end of a cycle of cycles. You know what a cycle of cycles means? Many thousands and millions of small cycles of 700 to 1400 years make up one big cycle of cycles. So, when he comes next time, it will be the beginning of a new cycle of cycles, which will mean the end of this cycle of cycles. And therefore, Baba says that during this avatarhood, which is the last avatar of this cycle of cycles, because when he comes the next time, it will mark the beginning of a new cycle of cycles. So he has started the last small cycle of this present cycle of cycles. And he says that because I am the last avatar of this small cycle of cycles, my manifestation will be the greatest. And that will be during his physical form, which has never happened before. Jai Baba. So now, I have discussed till now certain aspects, the peculiar disease I have discussed. I have discussed also the humiliation. I have discussed the breaking of his silence. I have discussed the either just before or after three-fourths of the world will be destroyed. And then only 2 points of the final declaration are left behind, and that is my glorification and my death. And Baba has said that naturally, when he breaks his silence, and the world, the one-fourth of the world that will be left behind, will naturally glorify Baba. And that will be the beginning of the new humanity. You have all read the discourse on Baba's new humanity. So this will be the new humanity, and naturally they will glorify him. So that will be his glorification, and then will be his death, which Baba had said would be a violent death. We do not know how he's going to drop his body at the age of 90. But he said it will be a violent death. So here, in short, I have given my views on Baba's final declaration. It could be correct, it could be not correct. I just leave it to you all to decide for all times. And all that is important is to love Baba and hold on to his Dhamma.